W-H-T-O.
That's W-H-T-O. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on W-H-T-O. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good July 5th, day after the 4th of July. Kind of in the middle of the week like that. It's a holiday. It doesn't make for those four-day weekends. We're talking today with State Representative Nathan Wrights. How you doing?
I'm good, Jeff. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Let's see. Make sure. There we go. So, I saw you in the parade yesterday, so you weathered that one.
Yeah, there were a lot of people out there. It was a very nice day for a parade, and I was glad to be a part of it. And anybody that stayed around town, the fireworks display last night, the American Legion put on an amazing fireworks display for such a small town.
That is true. It was, they usually do put on a pretty good fireworks display. I mean, I think one of the better ones in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what kind of money they end up spending on it, but it's definitely a show to be seen for such a small community to come together and put on such a show.
True. So you're not in session at the present time, so you get a little bit of a break before things start back up in the fall. But
yeah, get a little break, but I have to. There's plenty of meetings to attend around the district. We had one at the shooting complex the other night. There was one for the group that SIU is running that Senator Schimpf has been a part of. So there were quite a few people out there. It was taking in their comments and trying to find a way to make the shooting complex better than what it is already.
Right. That's a pretty big asset to the area, I think.
Absolutely. It's a very, very nice place, and have to find a way to get more people out there to use it. It's definitely a way to keep people coming to the area once they find out about it, and as long as we stick money in it, which that's one thing with the Capitol bill that passed, they're going to start fixing the roads out there again and going to make it nicer than what it has been in recent years since there has been no money put into it.
Yeah,
so hopefully people get out there and enjoy it, appreciate it, are thankful that we have it in our community.
Yeah, I think the roads were probably one of the bigger issues out there.
Yeah, I was out there last weekend for the high school competition and drove from the event center down to the traps, and it's rock right now, but it's getting ready to be paved. So
that'll make it a lot nicer. All right, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break here. And we will come back. Again, we're talking today with State Representative Nathan Wrights. We will be back right after this. 9:34, welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with State Representative Nathan Wrights. And we talked about the 4th yesterday and also the parade and everything that seemed to go well in Steelville. You said you got another parade coming up here shortly.
Yeah, and have a parade in Valmire on Sunday.
So you're gonna get your walking in.
I'll get plenty of walking in, which is good. Good for me, and it's good to be out and about.
But you've actually been in office how long now? Is it
since May the 13th, I believe.
Or so a couple months.
Almost 2 months.
Things going well then? And
they are. Last week, the governor came down to East St. Louis to announce several projects, and Tuesday he came down to Marion and announced or talked about a couple projects at Walker's Bluff and at the Laborers Hall. So one of the things that we talked about when we were on break is, you know, the crumbling infrastructure, the roads. And one of the announcements that he made in East St. Louis last week was that we're going to spend $146 million on 255 from Illinois 3 to Collinsville Road, which I've even had a few constituents email me about the roughness and of that road as well. So it's good to have the governor actually come around the metro area and come to Southern Illinois. So he's been here twice in 2 weeks, which is a good thing. And also going to spend $96 million on extending the transit to Mid-America. A few other ones. I came down to Marion the other day and talked about Walker's Bluff, which Walker's Bluff is a beautiful area. If people haven't been out there, it's definitely a place to go see. And when the resort's built and the casino's built, it's going to bring people to our area as well. So that's, I think people are going to come through and come to the state parks and you know, the shooting complex. That's going to be something that is used as well. When people have a nice place to come to and visit and stay, they're going to extend out. I mean, they have to drive less than an hour to come see things in our area. So
true. I mean, people, tourism is a big industry.
It is.
And you've got to have something that they want to come see, come even utilize. I mean, even people in this area, you know, the shooting complex could be a huge plus as far as opening up to where it can be used for various events. In the past, they've had concerts out there that seem to go well, different things. And I know there's a study group that's been formed, I think we briefly mentioned it, to kind of look at different options available to utilize that complex more.
Yeah, we just have to find a way to get people here. Once they're here and once they see what we have to offer, they're going to come back. We definitely have some of the most beautiful state parks in the area.
That is true.
With Pyramid and then the shooting complex is not a state park per se, but it's a beautiful facility that we're lucky enough to be able to utilize.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's called the shooting complex, but you know, it's versatile. It can be used for a lot of other things as well.
Correct.
And any things coming up here in the near future that you know?
One of the things that, and I haven't nailed down, we haven't nailed down all the dates yet, but I'm going to start having satellite office hours. And I believe they're starting late July. I have some. I'm going to try to have one in Sparta and some around this area. So they'll be in the paper. As soon as we get them lined out all together, they'll be in the papers. And I'm sure we'll have them on Facebook, on the political page, or on the government page.
Now, you maintain the office in Redbud, correct?
Yes. That office is open from 8:30 to 4:30, 5 days a week. And it's on 124 Locust Street still in Redbud.
Okay.
And Patsy is there to help.
She's one of the nicest people you could ever meet.
She is. I'm very thankful that she stayed on and was willing to stay with me. So if you need anything, definitely reach out to us. And the number there is 618-282-7284.
I know the Capitol building recently passed and stuff, that included some controversial things as far as, I mean, nobody likes to pay more in taxes and stuff. But now the money that's going to be generated from this gasoline tax, that's going to is earmarked to improve the roads, correct?
Yeah, so the money, that's basically in a lockbox. So, I mean, that's all of that tax increase, I don't really like it. Too many people like it.
Right.
But, I mean, that's what's going to help repair our crumbling roads that are all across the state. So
I don't imagine it's cheap to fix even like a mile block of road, but
it's not. And we've let them go on without sticking a great deal of money into them for several years, and unfortunately, this is the only way to get them back in good shape. I mean, if we want businesses to come to Illinois, and you're going to have to maintain your infrastructure.
True. Of course, you kind of got thrown in too here. It wasn't 93 again, but still with the flooding and that too is a big issue.
It was. I spent a lot of time in Prairie du Rocher and Valmeyer and East Carondelet, and a lot of good people come together, and it's amazing how when you have any kind of event happen, how people in this area come together and do good work. Say it from sandbagging and the National Guard coming down to all the Ileas that came down to Monroe County. You can't do it with a few, so it's good to have a community that gets involved.
Yeah, I said traveling up around Monroe County and even across the bridge over into to St. Louis County, I saw several FEMA vehicles traveling around too.
Yeah,
so they were. So the federal government was actually in the area, but that at least the water appears to be going down now. As long as you don't get any more extended periods of heavy rains.
Yeah, hopefully it goes down quite a bit, because I mean, in 93 it was August when that was the worst of it. So hopefully we drop fairly quick before we have anything else come at us.
Looking at it on the Kaskaskia, you can kind of see where it's dropped down, probably about 5-6 feet, I guess.
Maybe. I would say so. But everything's, well, the lock and dam, I mean, they're still not open. So I forgot what it has to drop to get them back open and on full operation. But, that's recreational boating has been opened again. But they're not ready for all the barge traffic that's sitting there waiting to go.
True. And then that's holding up commerce too, because you got those barges sitting still. They're not getting their products to where they need to be.
It is, as well. It's making it more expensive for certain facilities. Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to sit there for free either. So
they're not going to sit there for free. But it's also putting more truck drivers to work too. But things, it's cheaper to deliver on the river. I was last, or 2 weeks ago, I guess, on the 25th, I was fortunate enough to go to the Human Service Center and take a tour of the facility. It was Director Shea Hari to invite me up there. Got to meet several of the clients and got to take a tour of the production building, and got to sit down with a couple of the board members and some of the staff and see what all they do and what kind of services they offer. It's, until you actually go there, it's amazing to see what actually is accomplished out of that facility just right there in Redbud. It's a hidden gem.
Yeah, and I know they've got a workshop area for people, and it kind of helps them to, it gives them something to do. Plus it allows them to create, they build products and stuff.
Yeah, the day that I was, that we toured it, they were packaging screws and hinges for something at Dorma. And I think the other one was, Wigman's. Forgot what the other one was, but they were working on two orders at that time, and it was nice to go get to talk to several of them and see what exactly they did to help out in the process in the production building.
True. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take our next break here. We'll come back and talk some more with State Representative Nathan Wrights here on the People Speak right after this. Welcome back. 9:52 here at the People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with State Representative Nathan Wrights, and just kind of talking about general stuff, because like I said, not a lot going on right at the moment, but...
Talked about a couple of projects that are happening in our area, not specifically in my district, but SIU, they're going to get some money again for some much-needed repairs. I think there's 80 some million, 83, 84 million going to SIU for helping get buildings back in shape and building a couple new buildings. And John A. Logan getting around 3 million. Several million dollars for I-57, which if anybody follows I-57, you know there's a lot of work needs to be done in that area. Number one, just to cut down on the accidents that are in that area. So there's $193 million going to the I-57 corridor down there, which is...
Yeah, if you follow, there's a couple sites on Facebook, like Southern Illinois Fire Incident and that, and if you kind of follow that, you see a lot of times, you know, Mount Vernon crews being called out all the way down through their accidents on 57, so...
That's correct. And there's another $100 million going to the rail system from Carbondale to Chicago, so that's for safer and more efficient time to take the train. So if anybody's not done that, it's a very good ride.
I have always been tempted to do that. When I was in kindergarten, I think it was, they used to, that was back when the Illinois Central had a passenger service, but one of the field trips we had was to take the train when there was still a depot in Pinckneyville, and we went there, got on the train, took us down to Carbondale, and then we rode a bus back. But you know, it was just kind of neat to get on there, and that's I think the last time I've actually ridden on a train. Yeah. And
it's a good way to travel. I've only ridden a couple times, went taking it to Chicago and down to New Orleans. Just get on and go. You don't have to worry about where the road takes you.
True. you don't have to be you can be distracted.
You can do all the texting and all the internet surfing you want while somebody else is taking you there.
So I guess kind of give us your overview of the district, what you foresee, what you'd like to see happen. And
I mean, the biggest, this area, we need jobs. And that's, I mean, one of the things that I talked to the governor about right away. So that's, if we can find a way to get people, put people to work here, that's the way to grow your economy in the area as well. If people are working, people are spending money.
True.
So that's one of the other things about, we touched on the Walker's Bluff Casino a little bit. I think there's going to be like 900 full-time jobs. Wow. After it's completed, but with all these capital infrastructure improvements, there's going to be a lot of people going to work, and there's going to be a lot of people from this area going to work, and they're going to be, trades are going to need people. So if anybody is looking for a good career, I mean, your building trades, your laborers, your iron workers, your, you know, sheet metal, there's going to be a lot of people going to work with this capital plan. So I would highly suggest that, you know, look into some of these carpenters. There's a lot of good trades out there.
Yeah, just kind of keep your eyes open and watch for the, you know, the positions to the jobs and stuff to start opening up. And
yeah, a lot of them you'll see, I mean, over the years, you'll see in the paper that they're looking for paper now, I'm sure, on just through internet searches, that they're always looking. And I know I've talked to a couple people from the laborers, and they're definitely looking for people.
So that's that would definitely be a boost to the area as far as, you know, getting more people to work and that. And as you said, you know, I mean, when they're not working, they're really, you know, you have to watch every penny, you know, and you're not spending the money, and the taxes aren't coming in that the state needs to operate, and plus it's for your own mental and physical health. You know, people need to work.
They do. Those, all of the trades like that, they're high wage and very good insurance and benefits as well.
Right, which is another big thing. But yeah, I You know, it sounds nice to say, oh, I don't have to go to work. I can just sit here and do nothing. But after a while, that gets kind of boring.
Yeah, I don't think I would enjoy that. I like being out and about too much. So
how do you, I'm sure you've been about, obviously, with the parades and that, meeting the your constituents in the district. And
trying to get out and about and meet all the people I can. I'll be knocking on people's doors and just seeing what kind of concerns or issues that they have. It's that time of year for me to get out and just meet people, and that's see what kind of issues that there are that, you know, maybe I haven't heard about,
right,
or things that people need help with. Like I said, if anybody needs anything, definitely reach out to us. Patsy is a very, very good resource.
Always, she's always when she answers when I if I call up there for something, she's just so pleasant. So, you know, like she's really happy you called, you know, and that makes a difference too.
She likes to stay busy, and that's, I think I maybe mentioned the last time, but people, if you, especially if you need help with FOID cards and concealed carry, sometimes that can be a struggle, whether you don't have the internet access or, you know, just need help in any way.
Right.
Feel free to give her a call and come up, and we'll get you taken care of.
All right, well, Representative, thanks for being with us.
All right, I appreciate it, and I'll look forward to seeing you next month.
All right, State Representative Nathan Wrights here on The People Speak. That'll wrap things up. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.